And it's wonderful. We have, you know, Lucy is played by Kyla Radiker. And okay. If you've ever met Kyla, which you may have
She's
not.
She's Lucy?
Yeah, and she is about half my height, and then a very small. So
she's 3 foot tall.
Yeah,
no,
basically.
She's tall.
Well, if you've seen her, you might think she's 3. No, she's great.
Next to you, maybe.
Yeah, well, and then, so the best thing about us is that we have this physical comedic aspect already because
right.
Lucy is so controlling over Charlie.
Right, and now she's little too.
And now she's little.
Okay.
So, you know, I think that whenever they were casting, they took that into effect as well, the funny
okay.
aspect of that. But
does she hold the football?
So it's not in the actual okay. script, but we did add it as like a little intermission aspect. So she does hold the football.
Oh, you got to have that part.
Yeah, I mean, it's a classic thing. So
especially the Super Bowl is on Sunday. I mean, you kind of got to have it.
Yeah, and we've even done a little dialogue to include the Super Bowl.
Okay.
So that, you know, it's a tradition. But
good deal.
You know, we have our scene stealer is really Snoopy. Snoopy.
He's always been.
Yeah. Snoopy's played by Joseph Trudeau, and he sings and dances and everything. It's a big old show.
See, Snoopy never talked.
No, not in the cartoons.
But this one sings.
Yeah,
cool.
In the musical, he sings. And you kind of have to extend reality a little bit because he, you know, he even converses with some of the other characters.
Okay.
And I think really the only one he can straight up talks to is Charlie Brown.
Okay. Well, that's
the other ones he's kind of just mimics them and things like that. So, but it was the show was choreographed by Shannon Fox.
Okay.
And she hasn't done anything for a little while, so she was getting back into it, and I mean it's just made all the difference. And our musical director is Marsha Hansen, and she's
okay.
done a wonderful job getting us in tune and making sure we're on key, which is always a struggle sometimes with performances. So.
Okay. All right. Cool deal. Little bit about, okay, you're a good man, Charlie Brown. Is it taken exactly from the one that was on TV that we saw?
So there is a TV cartoon version called You're a Good Man, Charlie Brown.
Right.
And that one is a musical and it has the songs in it.
Mm-hmm.
And all the songs that were in that are also in the
Your
musical.
Play. Okay.
Yeah. So it's kind of a fun show to get your feet wet as a director, which is why it was chosen and why Kimberly
right.
wanted to direct it. And it's a great show for families and everyone that anyone who wants to feel good at the end of the show.
Right.
You know, because, you know, Charlie Brown goes through, there's the psychiatrist scene, you know,
mm-hmm.
where Lucy's his psychiatrist. And
their scariness, huh?
Yeah. But it's fun because we get to play 5 and 6 year olds. And when do you, as an adult, ever get to do that?
But Charlie Brown didn't have temper tantrums.
No.
That would be his little sister.
Yeah, and she's just as annoying as you believe. Maybe that's
in
my
reality?
Own opinion. No,
oh,
no,
okay.
Definitely not in reality. But in the show, she.
Okay.
She one of her famous lines is "the squeaky wheel always gets the grease."
Yes.
So. So
yes,
she enjoys that.
The squeaky wheel always gets the grease.
Yeah.
Kind of like that.
Exactly.
Yes. Okay.
Exactly.
All right. Let's see. Okay. So this weekend, next weekend, and what else can you tell me about the play?
Certainly. You know, the play has several little odes to other shows.
Okay.
I know that for a fact. We have an ode to A Chorus Line. We
okay.
have an ode to Chicago. It's within the dancing and the singing and the songs. It's kind of like a little bit of a musical theater extravaganza, I would say.
Okay.
You know, and it's something that everybody can enjoy something out of it. And we have tap dancing. We have
You tap dance?
I actually do tap dance,
okay.
but I don't in the show.
Okay.
But I do in real life.
Those taps would make some noise.
Yeah, they're pretty. they're pretty loud. But we have a wide range of ages of cast members. I think the youngest one is is 11.
Okay.
And the oldest one is 38. So, okay. You know, it's a wide range of characters and we're all playing children and it's just it's a lot of fun. And I cannot tell you enough how wonderful our crew is. And I mean, they've worked really hard to get this show going and make it happen. Theater Barnesville has done a wonderful job of like trying to make sure that everything's covered for all the cast members and that we're giving the best show we possibly can.
Okay.
It's our first show under Shelby Brammer as our artistic director.
Okay.
And so, you know, she's really working hard to make sure that we continue with the quality that we've had the last few years.
Okay.
And so I'm really excited that we're working with her and that we're working with Joni Elmore as our managing director and making everything, making You're a Good Man, Charlie Brown, just as good as Little Shop of Horrors 2 years ago.
Okay, so. And how long have you been with Theater Bartlesville?
Well, I've been acting with Theater Bartlesville since I was like 12.
Okay, so you've been there a little bit.
Yeah,
okay.
A little while. And then I went to college and moved to New York, and then I came back. And Little Shop of Horrors 2 years ago was my first
one
show
back.
Okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I played the dentist.
Oh, so, boy.
Yeah, that's the best, you know, one of the best
roles. Yeah,
that's
the best part because you're not getting your teeth pulled.
Yeah. and so we knew we wanted to do another musical this year, and we needed something that would fit in our space because if you haven't been to Theater Barnesville, it's a very intimate theater space.
Right.
Only 100 seats, so Charlie Brown was a good fit. They came out with a movie in November.
Right.
So we thought we'd go off of the publicity from that as well. So
might as well use what you can get.
All exactly.
Right. All right, well, let's take a little break, and then you can finally catch your breath.
Oh, perfect.
I have to run. Those stairs are tough. Yeah. I'm not happy with them. Anyways, Community Connection brought to you by First Baptist Church of Bartlesville.
Bartlesville First Baptist Church is focused on the life-changing gospel of Jesus Christ. As we learn the God's Word, love God's people, and live God's mission, this vision will continue to thrive until He comes. We are committed to vibrant worship, relevant Bible teaching, genuine community, and the urgent spreading of this gospel. We are resolved. We will not be silent. Come worship with us at First Baptist Church, 405 South Cherokee in Bartlesville. Services are 8:30 a.m. and 11 a.m. each Sunday.
George Bernard Shaw once said, "Life is no brief candle to me. It is a sort of splendid torch which I have got hold of for the moment, and I want to make it burn as brightly as possible before handing it on to future generations." It should be the desire of each Christian to do good at every opportunity. Jesus said, "Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven." Jesus knew the importance of dedicating oneself to the work of the Lord. When a Christian does the will of the Father, it brings glory to God. Christians are to be examples to the world in all that they do. As God's children look at the life of Jesus, they can see the perfect example that Jesus left for the world. Our Christian light should not be hid from the world, but rather open for display. How brightly is your light shining? I'm Jim Dearman with a brief message of truth for the world.
And we're back with Community Connection with Troy Martin, who is Charlie Brown. And if you saw him, you would know that he is Charlie Brown. And we're going to have a production of You're a Good Man, Charlie Brown at Theater Bartlesville this weekend and next. And what else are we going to talk about the show?
When doing a musical, it's very difficult to make sure that you're singing, you're dancing, you're entertaining, you're acting. So, you know, we have a really talented cast of young actors. Our principal characters, which are Linus, Schroeder, Snoopy, Lucy, Sally, and Charlie.
Okay.
They're very, the youngest one is 17, and it plays Linus. And
okay.
He talks with a lisp because that's what Linus does, and
he walks, plays the piano?
No, he walks around with his blanket.
Oh, that's right. Linus is the piano boy.
Schroeder is the piano boy.
Schroeder, the piano.
Yeah.
Okay.
And Schroeder, he plays the piano. We have a little piano.
A little kid's piano.
Yeah, a little kid's piano that he plays on. It was made by some wonderful, talented crew members that we have.
Mm-hmm.
And they, and we dance on the piano. We have
a sturdy piano.
Yeah, it's a sturdy piano. We have a doghouse that was provided to us by Arrowhead Vet in Dewey. And they let us use their doghouse. It's huge, red. Snoopy gets to dance on it, and he gets to have a good time on it.
Okay.
And then we have a little 11-year-old girl who plays Woodstock.
Oh, okay, bird.
The
okay.
bird. And she comes out and she does a tap dance with Snoopy during the song called Supper Time.
Okay.
Which is Snoopy,
It's important.
Yeah.
Supper Time's important.
Charlie Brown, always tells him, that he doesn't need to make a big production out of Supper Time. Just get off his doghouse and eat.
Oh, no. If you have pets, you know that it's a big production.
Yeah.
I have cats. They sing. The dog barks. It's like a chorus.
Yeah.
So.
Well, I've really enjoyed the whole entire process. Our cast, we've really become like a family. And Theater Barstool has always been like a family. But you never know whenever you get so many people together. There's 11 chorus members and 6 principals. So we have a cast of 17 people. So it's very...
plus you throw in the director.
A director, a choreographer, a musical director. That's 20 people right there.
It's a lot of bossy people running around.
Yeah, exactly. And we got to... I think one of the quotes was, there's too many chiefs and not enough Indians.
Yes, that...
And so, we've had a wonderful time doing it. Like, we've had our good rehearsals. We've had our bad rehearsals.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe more so the latter for me, but... now we're getting everything.
Why? Because you come running in at the last second?
Yeah, exactly. No, it's because, some days you're on and some days you're off.
Yeah.
And, it's about getting it on all the time. And so this week is really that time to perfect everything and get everything ready. And we've really done a wonderful job with our director and everybody else working together to really create this wonderful piece of theater to present to Bartlesville. And I think musicals always sell really well, and, Charlie Brown is classic. So I think that we really have a opportunity here to bring this story to Bartlesville and get a lot of people to see it, because it is meaningful. You know, Lucy.
I know, everybody has grown. I mean, they've been around longer than I have, which is a really long time.
Well, and this musical was written in the 60s, early 60s. And then it was revised in the 90s, and that's when Kristen Chenoweth played Sally on Broadway, and she won a Tony, and Roger Bart won a Tony.
Okay.
He played Snoopy.
Okay.
But Snoopy really steals the show with his.
He's an overactor, that's for sure.
And our Snoopy is honestly, he's so talented. Like I'm really, I it's a pleasure getting to work with such talented people like him and. Like Lucy, all of them, everybody
it's easier than people that don't know what they're doing.
Exactly.
And whatever you do, even just working, people that don't know what they're doing can be frustrating.
Definitely. And so we, it's really been a pleasure to get to know everyone and work together to create something so special. And, throughout the show, Lucy has this huge change of her personality from the mean,
Hateful.
I wasn't sure if I wanted to go on that one, but yeah, mean, hateful girl to someone who she understands that she is crabby. Understands she has that realization. So, and Charlie Brown has a change too. He goes from this
letting everyone push him around.
Letting everyone push him around to kind of a realization that. He can be himself, and it's okay that people don't necessarily like
Yay,
it.
So. Isn't that great?
Yeah, I think it's a good message for all kids, during this day and age when online bullying is so, rampant.
Don't even get me started on that stuff,
It's a good story even though it was written in the 60s, it's still vital and pertinent today, so...
Okay. All right, let's go over again when the shows are going to be and how people can get tickets.
Certainly. The show opens February 5th. We have a 7 o'clock show that night.
On Friday.
And then we have a 2 o'clock and a 7 o'clock on February 6th, which is Saturday.
Okay.
And then we reopen next Friday, and we have a 7 o'clock on Friday and Saturday. which is the 12th and 13th.
Okay.
And then the 14th, we have a 2 o'clock matinee.
All right. And
you can get tickets at our box office, which is downtown at 312 South Dewey, between 11 and 2 every day this week.
Right, they're only a couple hours,
yeah.
Right?
But we do have our new online ticketing, which is at www.theaterbartlesville.com. And you can choose your own seats there. You can do everything and just... it's real quick and easy, so by all means, you can do that as well.
Okay, by chance, do you know the phone number?
Yes, it's 918-336-1900.
Okay, in case somebody wants to ask a question, like if there's enough room, we're bringing 8 people, is there enough room for us, which would be great.
Yeah, we do have a lot of big groups coming, I've noticed, and so... you know, hopefully we're getting a lot of children in there because it would be great for them to see this kind of production. And it's very cartoon-like, which is great.
Yeah, to keep them amused.
And all of the characters, I've shaved my head, so, you know.
Yes.
And, you know, Schroeder bleached his hair. Everybody kind of is looking like their characters.
Look like.
Because Kimberly's vision is very, you know, she wants to be true to the cartoon and true to the characters that we've grown up loving, so it's very nice.
All right, well, I am going to cut you off so we can make our time, but I'm glad that you made it.
Thank you very much.
And head to Theater Bartlesville this weekend for Your Good Man Charlie Brown.
Hope you're having a wonderful Wednesday. I'm meteorologist Kirsten Horn. It is a windy and cold start to the day. Again, we're seeing those temperatures now in the 30s, wind chills in the 20s, and those winds blowing out of the northwest about 5 to 15 miles per hour. Some of those gusts up to about 20 miles per hour at times. Today, look for gradually clearing skies. Highs are going to be climbing up into the 40s. Tonight, under clear conditions, it's going to be cold. We drop down into the 20s and look for low 50s then by Thursday. And the Two Works for You Weather Center. I'm Storm Shield meteorologist Kirsten Horn.
Celebrating an anniversary? Call KWON at 336-1